The idea for Little Free Library started in 2009 in Hudson, Wisconsin. That's when Todd Bull built a small model of a one-room schoolhouse, set it on a post, and filled it with free books. He says it was a tribute to his mother's love of reading. The appeal of the take a book, leave a book exchanges spread throughout the world. This year, they came to Princeton, Illinois in a big way. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more.
Julie Wayland is director of the Princeton Public Library. Margaret Martinkus is curator and reference librarian and coordinates the library's art activities. The library has done community art shows and other projects that involve members of the public, and Wayland and Martinkus were looking for another project the library could do. Then a resident suggested putting up little free libraries. Wayland and Martinkus liked the idea, but pre-built libraries and kits can run into the hundreds of dollars. A few were donated by businesses and foundations, but they really wanted to expand the project. The library invited community groups to decorate a number of libraries, then held an auction, hoping to defray their costs. Martinkus says they wanted to offer the community lots of levels of involvement.
So a person could start from scratch, build it up, paint it, decorate it, waterproof it, the whole thing, or they could just take one of these pre-assembled kits and then personalize them. Or, if it was an organization like the Friends of the Library, they could just fund one. Or they could be a steward and just put the books in it.
Wayland says local artists, as well as regular townspeople, have stepped up for the project with a wide variety of libraries, and for a variety of reasons. Wayland cites one couple who put up one in their neighborhood decorated with dogs.
They had a group of friends. They'd all walk their dogs together. So it kind of commemorated that association.
Wayland says she herself did one next to the library's pollinator garden in memory of a friend who passed away. Businesses got involved, too. Kim Fry directs the Princeton Area Chamber of Commerce. She says it was an easy decision to jump on board and support something that builds community spirit.
We did take the opportunity to create one ourselves, and we did a shop local theme right in front of our office. The theme behind Give One, Take One, I think that says a lot about character, about your town. And we're just thrilled that the program has taken off like it has.
Fry says other businesses are funding the libraries and putting them up at or in their establishments, too. That's along with parks, schools, residential streets, and even the train station, not to mention ones that have popped up in small towns around Princeton. Wayland says a lot of people ask them why they did the project. Don't they see them as competition? No, says Wayland.
Because we are open a lot of hours, but we can't be open all the time, and we can't be where you are when you want to read.
Like waiting for an appointment or sitting in the park. And for Wayland and Martinkus, a desire to read, wherever and whenever that might be, is something to be encouraged. If the libraries also encourage community spirit, so much the better. All of this couldn't make Rick Brooks, the resident who suggested the project in the first place, happier. In fact, Brooks, along with Todd Bull, the builder of the very first book exchange, co-founded the Little Free Libraries movement. They aimed it initially as a way to build community in small towns that didn't have their own library. Now retired and living in Princeton, Brooks says he's amazed at how the Little Free Libraries have caught on everywhere.
There are between 42 and 44,000 of them registered throughout the world. And my estimate, based on a lot of experience installing and traveling and visiting, is that there's probably 2 to 3 times that many.
But Brooks says he's not surprised at the success Little Free Libraries have had in this Bureau County town.
The story here in Princeton is a classic example of how it works. It's not only promoting reading and literacy, it's promoting neighborliness and friendliness and generosity and sharing and the fact that people like to do things for other people.
He thinks a lot of people in a lot of communities want that, and many seem to agree. So if you head to Princeton to look at their Little Free Libraries or anywhere else, look around as you go. You'll probably find Little Free Libraries along the way. Chances are there are some near you, down the road, or just around the corner. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.